is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. The White House is condemning the fatal shooting of two Israeli embassy employees in Washington, D.C. Press Secretary Caroline Levitt.
Hatred has no place in the United States of America under President Donald Trump.
Trump spoke with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today about the shooting. The alleged gunman, Elias Rodriguez of Chicago, is in custody.
Attorney General Pam Bondi says she spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu about the deadly attack.
He was devastated, and it broke my heart to talk to Bibi last night. He was devastated.
Addressing reporters outside the Capitol Jewish Museum, she said the hate has got to stop.
Our Jewish community must feel safe.
As for the suspect who shouted "Free Palestine" while being taken into custody,
this person will be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Stacy Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
A new report from the Southern Poverty Law Center says the number of hate and extremism groups has dropped slightly. But Center President Margaret Hwang says there's been a resurgence of white supremacist anti-government groups.
The reason for that is because they no longer have to organize and recruit people to champion these ideologies because they have their proponents in positions of power.
There's no word yet on the number of deaths after a small plane crashed into a military housing neighborhood of San Diego. At least 15 homes caught fire. Mayor Todd Gloria says several streets have been evacuated.
We'll be supporting these families who are impacted here. They're part of the military community that makes up our city, the proud partners of our community.
By the thinnest of margins, the House has approved President Trump's domestic policy bill.
On this vote, the yeas are 215, the nays are 214. With one answering present, the bill is passed.
The bill includes Trump's tax cuts and defense and energy priorities. Its fate in the Senate is uncertain. CBS's Jim Krasula tells us another major brand will soon cost more.
Nike says it's raising prices in the U.S. The athletic footwear and apparel giant did not blame Trump administration tariffs specifically for the move. Almost all of what Nike sells is made in Asia. The company says its shoe prices will increase $5 to $10.
Adidas recently said it's raising its prices because of the tariffs. In a 4-4 decision, the Supreme Court has blocked the creation of a taxpayer-funded religious charter school in Oklahoma. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Social conservatives have gotten used to the court siding with principles of religious liberty over other conflicting constitutional priorities. Today's ruling is a rare setback.
Justice Amy Coney Barrett recused herself from the case, hence the tie vote. Future stocks are higher this afternoon. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Public Works teams from seven Racine County communities converged in Wind Point this morning for a cleanup. The team effort was to clear out the village from the aftermath of a severe storm that downed hundreds of trees last week. Crews from Mount Pleasant, Racine, Sturtevant, Union Grove, and Caledonia used wood chippers and heavy equipment in a day-long cleanup coordinated at the village office. The 16-year-old charged in the shooting death of his younger brother in Racine is being held on a $150,000 cash bond. Pedro Saucedo will return to court next week. Investigators say their sister loaded the gun earlier that day with plans to use it to fire at a cemetery in remembrance of a deceased family member. A traffic study is still needed, but Wisconsin's first Buc-ee's is moving forward. Oak Creek's Common Council approved a conditional use permit this week for the Travel Center at I-94 and Elm Road. That's just north of the Milwaukee-Racine County line. If final approvals go through, officials say construction could start this summer. A major street in Sturtevant will be closed Saturday for the annual Memorial Day parade. The parade, starting at 10, features a new route starting at 86th Street in Durand. Traffic on Highway 11 will be rerouted until the procession ends. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The tush push stays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Eagles power play, the tush push, will not be banned. The vote was 22-10, two votes shy of the 24 required to ban the play. The meeting got tense. Eagles owner Jeff Lurie yelling at times in defense of the play. Former center Jason Kelce spoke as well. And a report says it was not the Packers' idea to ban the tush push. Instead, the league had asked Green Bay to introduce the measure. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur, interviewed on the FanDuel Network, asked, can Jaire Alexander still be a Pro Bowl defensive back?
Yeah, Ja is a great player. Unfortunately, he's been kind of snake bit the last couple of years, and he's missed a lot of time. And so it's hard to play up to your potential when you're not on the grass. I would say, yeah, I think that's just something that we're working through, and, you know, hopefully we'll have some resolution sooner than later.
Baseball, the Brewers and Pirates scheduled for tonight, but showers in the forecast for Pittsburgh. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Skies today with a small chance of spotty sprinkles. Otherwise, winds still breezy out of the north and high temperatures scraping the mid-50s. With mostly cloudy skies tonight, lows fall to about 40, and tomorrow, plenty of sunshine and highs in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, currently 53 degrees.
WRJN. I know you want to leave me. I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. Ain't too proud of it, as you know it. Please don't leave me, girl. Ain't too proud of me, baby, baby. Please don't leave me, girl. Now I heard a crying man is half a man with no sense of pride. But if I have to cry, I don't mind weeping if it'll keep you by my side. Ain't you proud of me, sweet darling? Please don't leave me, girl. Ain't you proud of me, baby, baby? Please don't leave me, girl. If I have to sleep on your doorstep all night and day, just to keep you from walking away, your friends laugh, even this I can stand, cause I wanna keep you any way I can. Ain't too proud of me, sweet darling, please don't leave me, girl. Ain't too proud of me, baby, baby, please don't leave me, girl. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being here on my Wednesday, and we've got a great show for you this afternoon. A little bit later, my friend Robin will be here, and then later this afternoon, it's Milwaukee Brewers baseball, although I will tell you we're keeping an eye on that forecast in Pittsburgh as they have a little rain going through there this afternoon. We'll keep an eye on it for you in Brewers baseball later on WRJN.
Time you make eyes at me. Whoa, you Radio Park to Pershing Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Gets me where I wanna go. Yeah, I wanna share.
WR Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And a reminder that Harborfest is back and WRJN is your front row ticket. They're going to be on the lakefront June 13th and 14th. 9 live bands, including Feels Like the First Time. That's a Foreigner tribute band. And Bella Kane, they're going to be on the stage that Saturday night. Details at RacineHarborFest.com. And you know what? Come to think of it, let's do this. Let's give away a family 4-pack of tickets right now to Harborfest. And if you want to win those, just be the first caller at 262-634-9756. That's 262-634-WRJN. A family 4-pack of tickets to Racine's Harborfest to the first caller right now. 262-634-WRJN. Good luck.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
You don't need a boat to join the Racine Yacht Club. Just a love for great times by the water. Whether you're a seasoned sailor or just looking for a vibrant community, RYC offers something for everyone. Set sail in club races, join a crew, let the kids play, or simply soak in the beauty of Lake Michigan. The friendships you build here last a lifetime. Come for the water, stay for the people. Join the Racine Yacht Club today. Different membership levels available and no boat required. Visit RacineYachtClub.org for more info.
When words aren't enough, say it with flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. From breathtaking bouquets to elegant arrangements, they create floral designs for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and every special moment in between. Complete your gift with DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle with scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
This update sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Add a Jackson Churio jersey to your collection on June 7th when the Brewers give away 25,000 Churio replica jerseys at the game against the Padres, courtesy of Chevrolet. Don't miss this one. Get tickets now at brewers.com/giveaways. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
UW-Madison is one of the country's leading hubs for supporting life-changing research and building a skilled workforce. An investment in UW-Madison helps make a healthier Wisconsin, build strong businesses, and win the war for workforce talent, not just in Madison, but across our entire state. Visit uwalumni.com/UW7 to tell your legislators to support UW-Madison in the Wisconsin state budget. That's uwalumni.com/UW7. Paid for by the Wisconsin Alumni Association.
Summers in Worthington, Minnesota bring fun, and a good portion of that fun happens around our beautiful 800-acre Lake Okabena. Our community is built around it, and it has great walleye fishing and several lakeside parks. This June 13th and 14th, we'll have our Windsurfing Regatta and Music Festival. It's free. Come and see the windsurfers, eat from over a dozen food vendors, and attend free lakeside concerts on our professional city stage. This year featuring Viva Knievel and Cooper Allen. Check us out. We're Worthington, Minnesota, and we're certainly worth a look.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM. WRJN.
Took my troubles down to Madame Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a pack down a pretty fourth and fine, selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. Number 9. She's been
Local News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Coming up in about 10 minutes or so, it's useless advice that turns out to be useful. We'll share that with you coming up on WRJN. Here's the Mamas and Papas.
Words of love, so soft and tender, won't win a girl's heart anymore. If you love her, then you must send her somewhere where she's never.
Herman Jason's Hermits on WRJN. I'm Kurt Vollman. No time for a top 40 countdown. That's all right. Tune in Saturdays at 8:30 and again at 9:30 for Rick Johnson's Capsule Countdown. It's a one-minute blast of timeless hits tied to a theme, a year, or a moment in music history. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Public Works teams from seven Racine County communities converged in Wind Point this morning for a cleanup. The team effort was to clear out the village from the aftermath of a severe storm that downed hundreds of trees last week. Crews from Mount Pleasant, Racine, Sturtevant, Union Grove, and Caledonia used wood chippers and heavy equipment in a day-long cleanup coordinated at the village office. You've probably heard initial reviews. Lisa Hale has more about that Favre flick.
This week, Netflix released a documentary called The Fall of Favre, which focuses on former Packer quarterback Brett Favre's sex and welfare scandals.
People don't want most of that stuff to come out. People want their heroes.
The documentary, produced by Netflix and sports media company Front Office Sports, features interviews with former New York Jets employee Jen Sturger and former Sports Illustrated writer Peter King, among others. Netflix and Front Office Sports said Favre declined to be interviewed for the documentary. This isn't the first time a Netflix documentary has cast an unflattering light on a Northeast Wisconsin connection. The global streaming and entertainment company also produced Making a Murderer, focusing on the case of Stephen A. Avery, his nephew Brendan Dassey, and the investigation into the murder of Teresa Halbach in Manitowoc County.
Our Racine County parade route has been updated. Sturtevant's Memorial Day Parade steps off at 10 Saturday with a brand new route. It'll start at 86th Street and Durand, then go along Durand to 97th Street and beyond. It ends at South Park. People are invited to line the streets and honor veterans. Non-parade traffic will be rerouted off Durand until the parade concludes. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report sponsored by the City of Marinette, home of the Queen Marinette Run the River Powerboat Races June 7th and 8th. More details at fishonmarinette.com.
Mark your calendars for heart-pumping, exhilarating action at the 2025 Queen Marinette's Run the River Powerboat Races in Marinette, Wisconsin on June 7th and 8th. The action will be nonstop as these high-octane boats reach speeds of over 105 miles per hour. Races kick off on Saturday and Sunday at 12:30 p.m. and run throughout the day. Free for the whole family, this is the perfect summertime weekend getaway. For more information, head to fishonmarinette.com and click on the events page.
Mixed skies today with a small chance of spotty sprinkles. Otherwise, winds still breezy out of the north and high temperatures scraping the mid-50s. With mostly cloudy skies tonight, lows fall to about 40. And tomorrow, plenty of sunshine and highs in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
Elton John and Kiki D on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, here is some useless pieces of advice that Reddit users had received, only to realize that upon implementing the advice, it was quite useful. Number one, don't borrow trouble. You have plenty of trouble yourself. Don't go looking for more. Don't worry about things until they happen. Don't worry about someone else's business. It's not your problem, so don't make it one. Don't borrow trouble. Number two, if your immediate answer isn't a yes, then it's a no. Or vice versa, I suppose. Number three, the way someone treats you says everything about them and nothing about you. Number four, don't think about what it costs. Think about what it will cost per use. So, for example, spending $200 on a pair of shoes you wear 200 times is better than your money than spending $20 on a pair of shoes you wear only once. And finally, save 10% of yourself for yourself with relationships, jobs, and even your family. It's easy to give 100% of yourself to another person. It's important to keep some of it for yourself.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes. Giddy up, 409. For I knew there would be a time. Giddy up, 409. When I would buy a brand new
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN, where we support Racine County farmers with Pam Yonke's Midwest Farm Report. You can hear that weekday mornings 5 till 6 and reports throughout the day, too. From crops to markets, stay up to date with all things ag right here with your Timeless Hits on WRJN.
I'm a soul.
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, and so are the Racine Raiders. The Racine Raiders continue their season this Saturday against the Illinois Cowboys. We're going to have the game for you featuring Don Wadowitz on play-by-play. Pre-game this Saturday at 6:45, kickoff at 7. Racine Raiders football brought to you by Our Harmony Club, by Rasmussen Diamonds, by Time and Again Music and More in Sturtevant, by Kelly Friesema of EXP Realty, and by Tropical Smoothie Cafe. You can hear the Raiders all season long right here on WRJN.
Spring is right around the corner, and after a long winter, it's time to shake off the salt and bring back that showroom shine. At Professional Detail, they specialize in full detailing, polishing, waxing, interior deep cleaning, headlight restoration, ceramic coatings, even removing those pesky light scratches. Don't drive into spring in a dull, dirty ride when you can turn heads with a flawless finish. Professional Detail, located at 2405 Lathrop Avenue in Racine, open at 8 to 5. Get your car shining like new because it deserves the best.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Ready to score epic deals and one-of-a-kind finds? Head to Infinite Dream Deals, Racine's new bin store at 2301 South Green Bay Road in the High Ridge Center. New treasures hit the bins every day. Fridays, everything's just $10. Plus, raffle drawings all day long. Win prizes so big, you might leave with a brand new TV. From brand name gadgets to furniture items, the hunt is half the fun. Get in, dig deep. Discover your deal at Infinite Dream Deals, where your next treasure is just a bin away. Stop by 2301 South Green Bay Road in Racine.
The Racine Raiders return home on Saturday, March 24th for 90s night at historic Horlick Field. The Raiders are winners of 30 straight games and look to extend that streak against their rivals from the South, the Illinois Cowboys. The Raiders will honor the 1995 National Championship team and play great music from the 90s all night long. The Raiders, Saturday, May 24th at 7 p.m. at historic Horlick Field. Be there.
The Peace Lily is so last year. Hey, has anyone worked with Fiddlenecks?
Shelby's popular flower shop is in full bloom.
We just got a request for an arrangement that evokes air. Who's up for that challenge? No?
She needs to hire a floral designer to nip foliage faux pas in the bud.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our advanced matching helps find talented candidates so you can connect with them fast. Redeem your $75 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
And everybody, yeah, tries to put my Snoopy down. Snoopy, I don't care what your daddy do.
98 years, WRJN has brought you local news, and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 3, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom. Coming up in about 10 or 12 minutes or so, ways to fight seasonal allergies. If you're like me, you're suffering this spring, but we've got a helpful tip for you coming up on WRJN.
News on the hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Michael Wallace, President Trump is turning up the heat on Harvard, barring the university from enrolling international students.
Harvard University said in a statement the government's action is unlawful, calling it retaliatory and saying it threatens serious harm to the Harvard community. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says she's ordering her department to terminate Harvard's student and exchange visitor program, which would mean it could no longer enroll foreign students, and existing foreign students must transfer or lose their legal status. The university says its students and scholars are from more than 140 countries. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
At least two people were killed and eight injured when a small plane crashed into the nation's largest military housing neighborhood in San Diego. Assistant Fire Chief Dan Eddy.
Crews did a great job working with